الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is the part of a speech delivered by the leader of Islamic Revolution, Imam Khamenei, on June 11, 2023, in a meeting with a number of scientists, specialists, experts, and officials of Iran's nuclear industry. Based on our Islamic principle, we do not wish to pursue nuclear weapons. Otherwise, if it weren't for our belief, and if we had wished to pursue these, our enemies wouldn't have been able to stop us. In the same way that they haven't been able to stop our nuclear development up until now, and they won't be able to do so in the future. If we had wanted to build nuclear weapons, we would have done so. They too know this, so this excuse about nuclear weapons is a lie. That is not the issue. The issue is something else. They know that advancement in the nuclear industry is actually the key to making significant progress in many fields in the country. They don't want that to happen. They don't want us to make significant, inspiring progress in various fields. Whatever progress the Iranian nation makes, the Iranian nation's mindset, the Iranian nation's path of action, and the Iranian nation's democracy will affect other nations. They don't want this. They are afraid of this. Their goal is to prevent our country's progress in one of the most important scientific fields, which is the field of nuclear science.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Well, this challenge that we have faced with our enemies over the nuclear issue for 20 years has made some facts clear. This 20-year-long challenge has made several facts clear. The first fact is that it showed the extraordinary ability and the talent of our youth. These things that we see here today, and of course the reality of the situation, is much more than just these things shown in the exhibition. Were all achieved in the midst of sanction and threats. Our scientists were constantly threatened, and our scientists were assassinated. Some were assassinated and others were threatened with assassination, but despite all this, these advancements have been made. So we are extraordinary in terms of human resources. In terms of human resources, we are in a much better situation than many other countries in the world. We are above average in the world. This was also demonstrated in other sectors. This was clearly shown with regard to the atomic issues and in our nuclear industry. This is one fact.